If you're listening to this, then I'm dead. No, seriously. Welcome to my West by West Midlands virtual talk. I'm currently on the 1903 train from Euston. And you can probably hear associated kind of rumbling and kind of grinding. I'm hoping that's adding a romantic kind of tinge to this talk. And what I wanted to talk about was returning to my perennial theme of death. And what I've observed over the last 12 months since giving my last talk, which I thought was about storytelling, but actually reflecting on it turned out to be about kind of memorialising yourself online, and what that would look like, feel like, and how that would kind of, how that would respond. One thing I've observed a number of deaths of people on Twitter, unexpected deaths, and I've been walking that fine line of kind of engaging the people involved, but also kind of feeling a little bit like a vulture, kind of circling the kind of the group of friends, and it's been interesting. There's almost been kind of competitive grief. There's, you know, a number of points at which people want to be the first person. They want to be the first person to break the story. They want to be the first person to kind of get a blog post up, and then they kind of collect the comments. And I'm not sure whether that's a conscious, and I'm sure the people involved would say that it's not a competitive, oh yes, I've won some kind of macabre race, but there certainly seems to be, particularly around celebrity death as well, the kind of person wants to be the, you know, the first person to break the news, and I think that's quite interesting, and I'm not sure what that says about human beings as a species, in terms of how they, you know, particularly kind of rubbernecking around, you know, the deaths and rumours of deaths particularly. There was that kind of odd moment where Patrick Swayze's death was announced, but then, you know, there was a statement actually, you know, that the rumours of my death had been vastly exaggerated. And I find that fascinating, that you know, the rumour can build up so quickly within the echo chamber that Twitter is. And, you know, it can, the story can mount and mount and mount so quickly. But with ordinary people, it's been very interesting kind of seeing what's happened as people have stepped out of their stories and out of the lives of people. And, it, you know, if I were to die, I would hope that one of, you know, the enterprising people I know would invent a kind of random Benji generator that would kind of tweet a little bit like Dull Accountant does about his lunch, but I would hope that they would be kind of, you know, good morning bot, but also would tweet some of the kind of colourful, unusual, interesting, and downright strange things that I tweet. I hope that someone would do that as a kind of a fitting memorial to me, and so I offer that as a challenge. And I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, but I do find myself drawn to the idea of some kind of memorial video, where, you know, it's played at my funeral, and I get to sit there and go, "Hello, this is a message from beyond the grave." Ooh, spookiness! Oh, because it would be vastly inappropriate, and generally horrible, and probably very distressing, and all of those things really appeal to me. So that's my 5 minutes. My 5 minutes are up, and that's my talk. So I wish I could be with you all. I can't. I love you all dearly, and you are fabulous, every single one of you. So thank you.